And here's our South Florida Arts Beat entertainment calendar. And we say hello to Jody Horn-Lashinsky, Assistant Director of the Broward Cultural Division. Good to have you back with us, Jody.
It's so nice to be back, Ed.
I want to hear all about what's going on in Broward County.
Well, first of all, I want to tell you and your listeners that Broward Cultural Division, the Community Partnership for Arts and Culture, and ArtServe announced the return of the very successful Artists as an Entrepreneur Institute for South Florida artists.
Bravo.
And the program will be presented on four Saturdays in June, and it will be held at ArtServe, which is in Fort Lauderdale, and artists of all disciplines are encouraged to attend. And what this does is assist these individual artists to cultivate and advance their business skills and to help them strengthen their operating infrastructure and expand their business. And to date, more than 400 South Florida artists have graduated from the Institute, and many have exceptional success stories. The Gold Coast Jazz Society will be accepting applications for the Jeanette M. Russell Jazz Scholarship Program. These scholarships provide high school and college jazz students with financial assistance. Monday, March 3rd is the deadline to submit applications for consideration. You can download the scholarship guidelines and application on the Gold Coast Jazz Society's website. Qualifying students will be invited to participate in a live musical audition for scholarship awards on April 19th at Dillard Center for the Arts in Fort Lauderdale. The Dwayne Hansen Allied Artist Award Program was established in 1994 to honor internationally renowned artist Dwayne Hansen, who lived in Broward County and who was instrumental in encouraging the careers of Broward artists. The program is geared to provide local artists the opportunity to assist experienced public artists commissioned by the Broward County Public Art and Design Program and to gain a technical and administrative expertise needed to compete within the field of public art. In Broward, we have three allied artists who are currently working with public artists, and that would be Peter Simon, Stephen Sylvester, and Christian Fennick. So we applaud the three artists.
Yes, indeed.
So there's a lot of events coming up, so let me not hold back. The first comprehensive William Glockens exhibit in 50 years is on display at the Museum of Art Fort Lauderdale through June 1st. The Glockens art collection was bequeathed to Nova Southeastern University's Museum of Art in 1991 by Ira Glockens, who is son of William Glockens. And this covers the artist's versatile talent from 1892 through the year of his death, 1938. This encyclopedic collection boasts a wide variety of examples of Glockens' artistry, from casual crayon sketches to a unique hand-carved wood panel and rare etchings to heartwarming family photographs. The Bonnet House Museum and Gardens hosts the South Florida New Perspectives Art Exhibition through Sunday in the Carl Weinhart Gallery. The exhibit by Bonnet House Fine Artists includes fresh interpretations of people, architecture, flora, fauna, and showcases works of various media, including watercolor, oil, and photography. Famed Japanese pop fashion designer Sebastian Masuda will be at Young at Art Museum to present his lecture, Mr. Sebastian Masuda, King of Harajuku, at 2 p.m. on March 1st. Reservations are required for this event. His visit is a prelude to Japan's Kingdom of Characters National Traveling Exhibit that will open at Young at Art in July. There will be activities all day long and themed to Japanese pop culture, including a fashion dress-up, art projects, and a live Raku fire demonstration. Merlin's magical ball is illuminating with a mystical light pointing south to the magical kingdom known as the Florida Renaissance Festival as it emerges for its 22nd year in South Florida at Quiet Waters Park in Deerfield Beach through March 16th. The gates open at 10 a.m. For this year's festival, the Royal Court announces a variety of acts and performers returning to the festival along with new comedy, acrobats, and stunning harmonies, armored combats, wandering period costumed performers, numerous vendors, and vocal delights. Curio Nocturno, a Victorian Gothic masquerade, promises an evening of Gothic elegance and mystery at the Sample McDougall House on Saturday from 7 to 11 p.m. The event hopes to transport you to the atmosphere of New Orleans in the early 1800s with visions of dark alleyways with flickering gas street lanterns, mist rolling in off the Mississippi River, and elegant men and women attending masquerade balls. Watch the 84th Annual Academy Awards on the big screen at Cinema Paradiso Fort Lauderdale, where the International Film Festival rolls out the red carpet on Sunday. Experience all the excitement in high definition and Dolby sound on the bigger-than-life movie screen inside the theater or outside in the courtyard. The doors open at 6 p.m. and the live telecast begins at 8 p.m. Guests can walk the red carpet and get photographed by the paparazzi and compete for Best Dressed Female, Best Dressed Male, or Best Dressed Couple. Coral Springs Center for the Arts welcomes the Harvey Robbins Fabulous 50s on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Doo-wop legends The Marcells will take you back with hits like Blue Moon and Heartaches, while Bill Goodwin's Ink Spots will perform If I Didn't Care and Java Jive. The Platters will sing tunes like Smoke Gets in Your Eyes and The Great Pretender. Symphony of the Arts presents Serenades at Sunset on Sunday with a reception at 5:30 and performances at 6 p.m. at the Hyatt Regency Pier 66. Performing selections from her recording, Passion Latina, Aisha Saeed will perform an evening of exciting rhythms of varied classical, Argentine repertoire, as well as works from her native country of the Dominican Republic. Enjoy your favorite wines and champagnes, accompanied by hors d'oeuvres in a setting of music in the round, surrounded by the magnificent vistas and golden sunsets. If you would like more detailed cultural event information, please visit artscalendar.com, Broward County's complete guide to the arts. Never miss a thing. Get there.
And we thank Jody Horn-Leshinsky, Assistant Director of the Broward Cultural Division, for all of that great information. Enjoy your weekend, Jody.
Thank you. You too.
Let me please add, Miami's Morningside neighborhood is hosting its widely popular Morningside Historic Home Tour in conjunction with Dade Heritage Trust Days on Sunday, March 2nd from 1 to 5 p.m. The neighborhood, which is Miami's first recorded historic district, spans east of Biscayne Boulevard from northeast 50th Terrace to northeast 60th Street. Approximately 8 historic homes will be on the tour with trolley shuttles, food, history booths, and more. For more info, go to historic.morningsidehometour.com. And the Whit Seidner tribute with jazz saxophonist Dave Liebman takes place next Friday, March 7th at 8 p.m. at the Gussman Concert Hall on the University of Miami campus. The Frost School of Music Concert Jazz Band, Mark Egan, Danny Gottlieb, Mark Colby, the Miami Saxophone Quartet, Dean Shelleyberg, and the entire jazz faculty of the University of Miami will honor and express their appreciation to Professor Emeritus Whit Seidner for his 40 years as an educator and chair of the Department of Studio Music at the U of M. For tickets and information, 305-284-2400, or go to music.miami.edu. And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer. Special thanks to our technical director today, Andy Wagner, and our contributors, Charles Greenfield, Dan Hudak, Norman Van Aken, and Jody Horn-Leshinsky. Please call us with your comments, 305-995-2258. We'd like to hear from you, of course. You can fax your event information to 305-995-2221 or email it to us at info@wlrn.org. Monday at this time, we'll feature topical currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman. Have yourself a great weekend, and please keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye. Enjoy.